feels so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. You're such a P.Y.T. Pretty young
thing. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Joel McNally is still with us, and I'm glad he is. So, Joel, there certainly comes a point in time. Ukraine is no match for Russia. There's just no way possible that Ukraine is going to be able to defeat Russia. You know, it's a flea taking on an elephant. And so certainly with the support of United States and NATO, this is not going to end soon. It is going to be a protracted struggle. And so what's your take? How far do we go? Are we going to go all in? I hear people say, well, you know, as Russia blocks in the Black Sea the opportunity for grain and all those things to get out, maybe we need to go and blast. What is your take? How far do we go with this, Joe?
Well, I don't know how far we go, but I will say this. The American people support Ukraine and support. They don't want to send military troops, and we should not send military troops. The idea of the two nuclear powers getting in a shooting war with each other is just so abhorrent and risky for the entire world that we don't want that to happen. And that's why we want intelligent leadership in this country. And we have it. We have it. And the Republican Party, good God, we know that's not intelligent leadership. But here's what, you know, there were people who said that Ukraine was going to be wiped out in Russia in a week. There were people who said this war was going to be over in a week or 2 weeks at the most. We got this huge power on one side and this valiant little country whose president was going to be assassinated any day by Russia, and he's still there, and Ukraine is still there, and it's going on for months. And yes, that is a protracted war, and we keep supplying them with more weaponry and better weaponry and better defenses. It is really an inspirational story still. The fact that it's still going on is an inspirational story. And I don't think we have any choice about walking away. And I certainly don't think Europe has any choice about walking away because they're next and they know it. If Russia's aggression and invasion of an independent country succeeds in Ukraine, we know Poland is next. We know other countries are next. And that can't happen. And so we don't really have any choice about whether to stay. You remember after 20 years, it was very controversial that Joe Biden left Afghanistan, yeah, for God's sake.
Right.
Yes, what we have to do, well, I don't want to stay in Ukraine for 20 years. Don't get me wrong about that. But the fact that it has gone on for months, and I know we have short attention spans these days, but to say, oh, good God, it's just gone on so long. we can't continue this forever. Well, no, I'm not asking it to be continued forever. But I want you to know this. About a week ago, Russia defaulted on a huge debt.
$100 million.
It is suffering from this, and it's going to be suffering from this for a long, long time.
Joe, do you think
I don't care if Ukraine and Russia agreed to some way to let them have some portion of Ukraine, and the war ended, that does not mean that the democracies of America, welcome Vladimir Putin and his unjustified war against an independent country, welcome them back and say, welcome back to the world. We're going to start trading with you again. We're going to restore your economy. No, Russia should be suffering from this for a long time. And the democracies of America are going to continue to make that happen.
You know, Joel, I soak in as much as I can about what's happening there. And do you think we underestimate Russia from the standpoint of the steadfastness of the people and the fact that the people historically have been willing to suffer to support,
their leaders? I think just the opposite. I think we overestimate Russia because we overestimate the power of a dictator to control his country. This particular country is very badly run, not only because it's aggressive to its neighbors, but because it is run by crooks. It is frequently called a kleptocracy. That means that everyone at the top who is wealthy, like Vladimir Putin and the oligarchs who support him, are crooks. They're basically stealing from the population. They're stealing from the population, and now the population is suffering as a result of their theft. And you know why Russia did not win this war in a week? Because their military has been stolen from. the people who were filling their own pockets actually did it through phony contracts. Funneling money from the military. When the military moved into Ukraine and they met resistance, many of them walked away and left the tanks in the fields. Many of them fled at the first resistance, and many of them also died. And those people are the population of Russia who have suffered mightily under this invasion. And their economy has suffered mightily. Their economy has been destroyed. And the trade, world trade, the only thing they've got going for them is selling oil. And there's still some markets in the world that are buying their oil. But there are a lot of markets that are not. And including China is actually consuming much less Russian oil than they did before the invasion. So they are continuing to suffer economically as a result of this war, and the wealthy oligarchs who have made all the money and stolen all the money, they're a little tired of that, you know.
So, Joe,
we don't know how long Vladimir Putin has before they get rid of him.
So, Joe, the threats of nuclear entanglement, that you hear,
it's terrifying. Yeah,
I mean, it is. They taunt. You go back and you think about, we never, ever thought that we'd ever get to a point, Joe, where we would even hear any threats between Russia and the United States. Understanding.
Well, you and I lived through one as well over Cuba.
Yeah, yeah.
We
the Bay of Pigs.
I was in college. I was in my freshman year in college when that happened, and when there were missiles in Cuba, 90 miles away, Russian missiles aimed at us, and when they had that face off, John Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev, and we know there were some back channel things going on, and there were some deals made going on that ended that without nuclear destruction.
Yeah, but Joel, there's saber rattling going on.
What I'm saying is, that's why this is takes very careful, moves on our part,
right?
And on Russia's part as well, which they're not known for very careful moves, but there are times when their own survival makes it happen.
You know, you said their own survival. Again, you're sitting in a nation and that maybe, what the people think. And you hope that in that nation that the people know the outcome. And all of the saber rattling that was being done, thank God it slowed down some over the last, last 3 or 4 weeks. You don't hear Putin talking about it as much anymore. But you wonder with the Sweden and what's the other nation that just joined NATO? And Finland just joined NATO. And if ever there was a time that you would think that you would see even more saber rattling, because he made threats before it happened. Now that it has happened, what do you do? You call his bluff?
We did, and
yeah, we did.
NATO did, and yeah, you'll hear a little less of that now. I believe I really do. It's giving in to people like that that allows more moves against us, and that's what I'm talking about when I say this takes intelligent leadership. And we know that right now only one party is providing intelligent leadership. That is so clear right now. I used to claim, Democrats, there are some Republicans that really know what's going on. No. Right now, the ignorant, the loons are in charge of the asylum. They really are. And the Republican Party is being destroyed internally by violent, ignorant people, including one who the American people defeated by the largest vote in American history. And the fact that that man still is controlling a lot of the Republican Party is a shocking development. It really is.
You know, Joel.
Republicans cannot survive that. And they have to at some point rid themselves of the most dangerous supporters that he wanted to lead to overthrow democracy.
So, Joe, we got to go to a break. But when we come back in the last segment, give us that eternal optimism that you always have. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.